Hi, everybody. This is Pam coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, and doing a little something different for this episode. I'm going to be talking to a couple of women who just recently attended the National Stuttering Association conference in Fort Worth, Texas, and get their reflections and thoughts about the process, how they felt, and what they learned from it. So, up first will be a return guest from the podcast. I'm so excited to talk with Anna. Hey, Anna, how's it going?
Hi, it's going great.
So you just came back from your first ever National Stuttering Association convention. How are you feeling?
Still trying to process everything I heard. Was so much ideas, impressions. It was just unbelievable experience.
Well, tell me a little bit more about what that means exactly, like an unbelievable experience. Was it because you met so many people, or you just learned so much from all the different workshops? What was it that made it so unbelievable?
The most startling thing for me was to hear so many kinds of stuttering.
Hmm.
Because it was a while since I talked, not counting you, because you stutter so little, but people who stutter differently. And it was a very emotional experience for me. And it's interesting that my husband didn't react to stuttering like I did.
Oh,
he just said, well, they just disfluent, that's all. And to me, it was like I was stuttering with all those people. I was emotionally processing what could be going on behind it. It was very profound emotional experience.
Did you get a chance to actually talk with the number of people that stuttered differently?
Yes. I tried to talk with as many people as I could. And I also heard some people whose speech seemed fluent to me. And they said, no, I stutter. And it was so interesting to hear that I would talk to them and I couldn't detect any stuttering. And they would say, no, I stutter. It was very interesting to hear also.
What was people's reaction to you?
Very positive, very positive, and I was a little bit afraid because I recently attained a great deal of fluency. I still stutter, but still I can talk fluently in many, or I seem fluent to me, I was afraid that people may react to me like I'm a fake.
Oh.
Very, very open, very honest, and I feel right at home. I still remember how Russ Hicks, the one who was with us in Toastmasters,
yes,
came to me and hugged me and said how wonderful I am.
How did that feel?
It felt very good, very good. Because I felt that I'm accepted not based on whether I stutter or not, whether I stutter too much or too little, but what kind of a person I am, or what I am saying. And people were really, really listening to me.
Mm.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that, because that's kind of how I felt my first conference, and even my second one. It was like this automatic bond that you feel with somebody else who stutters, even if you're not talking about stuttering, just a casual hi or a bye. You just feel connected with other people that get what you've experienced. Does that
Yes. I also feel that people were more open there. They talked about, I heard many people during workshops or open microphones talking about their very personal experience, very open. And it also felt unusual, because usually in normal life, people don't talk about this.
Yeah, especially when you just meet somebody for the first time too, right?
Yeah, I remember at one open microphone, I don't know if you heard the story or not, a lady was talking how she was afraid to read a bedtime story to her daughter.
Mm.
Because usually her husband did it, and she never did it because she was afraid that she will stutter. And she did stutter, and she started to cry.
Oh.
And her little daughter took her face in her hands and said, "Mother, why are you crying?" And she said, "It's because I stutter. I cannot read your story." And this child said, "Mother, you are the best. I love you. I love how you talk. Please read more."
Oh. And
I'm sure that many people feel the tears running. It was so beautiful.
Yeah. Now, did you get choked up or emotional at any time yourself during the conference?
Well, I didn't talk about any of my personal experience when I was like talking in public.
Mm.
So it was easier, but every time I was listening to some of those stories, I felt this profound emotional reaction that I know how it was, I know how it feels.
Mm.
And when one lady said that when she was little, her first memory about first time she stuttered, she wanted to say daddy, and she realized they cannot say D, so she said Paddy, but Paddy was their cow.
Oh, no.
And so all children started laughing. Oh, Paddy will take care of you. How funny it is. And it was funny for everybody. But she, of course, wasn't laughing at it. And I also can understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I know that you went to as many workshops as you could.
Yeah.
you know, what did you think of that experience? Was there any one particular workshop that really resonated with you?
Well, I would not say about one workshop. What I tried to, so it was very, very difficult to choose which one to go on. And I am very interested in recovery story. And what I mean when I say recovery, the state when you can say whatever you want, where you are not afraid, where you can communicate, and it doesn't matter how you get to this point. And I seen many examples of, for example, some lady from Maguire program, she talked for an hour very fluently, but with this controlled Maguire type breathing, and it was perfect. It doesn't matter how you do it. Or I also seen people who still stuttered, but they learn how to communicate, how to express themselves. And it was also very, very interesting because to me, always fluency was my main goal. I thought that if I still have sometimes some little blocking, little stopping, and I was always very upset about it. And I realized that they are not important. I have to focus on other aspects of communications, which are more important than just, I don't know, I have perfect 100% fluency, which nobody has.
Exactly, exactly.
So this was the different kinds, different journeys through stuttering that I tried to absorb and learn from them.
How did it feel for you to not only be at your first conference, but also helping and participating in the Toastmasters workshop?
Well, I was happy I did it, because even if one person will say, okay, I need to check those Toastmasters, well, then we achieved our goal.
Yes. And I was really happy that you did it too, because it's important that women also represent people who stutter can also be Toastmasters. It's not just the guys. So
yes,
I was happy to have three of us there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So your husband came with you as well. So it was also his first experience. Did you guys talk about it on your way back or when you got home? I mean, what did he think?
You know, one of those, I need to again thank you, because it was so difficult for me to start talking about that I want to go to stuttering conference. It was impossible for me to breach this silence. And I started talking about it. I started talking about it with my husband, with my parents. Well, they just listen. They do not actually talk about it. They just say, well, okay. But I stopped thinking that I should not talk about it. Now I think if I feel like talking, I will talk about it.
Good for you.
Yeah, so this conference created this state of internal peace and acceptance. I realized that I don't know if I will ever achieve 100% fluency. Maybe not. Maybe yes, who knows? But it doesn't matter.
That's so...
And I will definitely go next year.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Would we see you again next year?
Yes.
Oh, terrific. Now, was it what you expected it to be? Was it what you thought it was going to be?
No, not at all. Frankly, I was a bit afraid that it will be boring.
Really?
Yes, because I thought I know everything about stuttering. I read so many books. There is nothing that I could learn there. So why I'm going? I thought I wanted to go, but I didn't know why. So I didn't expect it to be such emotional and mind-changing experience. That well, something internally changed after this.
That's terrific. And I think that's what people mean when they say, if you go to a conference, it'll be life-changing. And it sounds like you had that experience. So thanks for sharing your reflections. And
thank you, Pam, for having me on the show.
Yeah, and I'll definitely see you there next year.
Yes, yes, definitely. Namana.
Hello?
Hey, Nina. It's Pam. How are you?
Hey, Pam. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to maybe have a couple of the women that were at the conference just share some of their thoughts. And I know that last year was your first time, and yeah, this year was your second. So I was wondering, what did you think?
Well, again, I had an amazing time at the conference. I left truly inspired, and I love going to the conference, like, only because for 4 days, I don't have to worry about stuttering, and like everyone around me is or can relate to how I feel like almost every day.
Yeah.
So like I just love it. Like I think it's like the greatest thing, and I wish that I had started going to conferences at an earlier age.
Yeah. Now, last year was your first one.
Correct. Yes.
So, how does the second one, now that you're a veteran at it, compare with the first?
Okay. Well, actually, that's a great question. last year, I was kind of like jumping like right in the water. I didn't know what to expect or like anything like that. I didn't know many people at the conference, and yet like when I left, I had like all of these new amazing friends. this year I felt like let me think. How's the good way to put it? This year I felt like I was part of a stuttering family, where last year, like I had admired like everyone that I met. I didn't like really know anybody though.
Right.
This year, like I went there and like everybody was like Nina, and like I was like amazed. Like people remember, and I felt like one stuttering family was just together again.
Who was the first person that you saw when you came into the hotel in Texas?
You know what? I don't know her name actually. she's a tiny lady. I would say like maybe 50 years old, blackish hair. Oh, I think my mom knows her name.
Glasses?
Yes.
Jamie Rocchio?
Probably.
Stutters pretty severely?
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, Kim.
Yep.
I'm on the phone, and I'll be right there. sorry.
That's okay.
She's, is it Ohio, or I'm not really sure.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter, that much who the person is, but what was the response when you saw the first person?
I walked in the hotel and, I looked at her and, I had my mom with me, and actually last year, her and my mom became friends, and like her and my mom were like screaming, like, what's going on? And I was just like, I knew like right away.
Oh, that is
that
so cool.
I would have an amazing time already, like only one person. And then I saw Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Small Kenny.
Yep.
And then I saw, other people. But like her and my mom were like, oh my goodness, you're here. And like,
That must have been kind of gratifying. Yeah, that must have been kind of gratifying for you too to realize that your mom was going to have a real special time as well at her second event.
Exactly.
Yeah. What was one of the best workshops that you attended?
I was at a lot of them, of course. if I had to pick one, I always love open mic.
Ah.
Open mic is amazing. And then on Friday, I went to, actually, I have the booklet right here, so I'm just going to tell you the right name of it. It was about the career starters. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, I have mine too.
It was in the morning, I think. It was, it the afternoon? I'm trying to remember. What time was it at? I think it was at 10:30. Oh, starting your career with empowerment.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing, and in a way, it was kind of like open mic, only because everyone was sharing experiences at work.
Oh.
And how they handle their stuttering and work.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved that one. And I also loved guys from Harvard don't stutter.
Now, I didn't go to that one. I didn't get to a lot of them, of course. But yeah,
I know, me too.
Yeah, it's like impossible to choose from them all because there's like 10 going on at the same time. But what was that one about?
Honestly, the title of the workshop and what it was truly about, like, kind of like weren't the same, I guess you would say. Mm. He was an amazing presenter, and his name is Bill Wade, I think, and he went to Harvard. That's why his workshop was named that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that too. He was just like, I don't know, like, why the name of the workshop is what it is, but I went to Harvard, so I guess that's why. But he was awesome, and he talked about accepting his stuttering through his work, his highs and his lows. And then he had us pair up with somebody and disclose our stuttering to that person. So I had a partner, and I pretended that he was a parent of a future student of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, like, I'm a person who stutters. However, stuttering will not affect my ability to teach your child and things like that. And I thought that that was great.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Now, is it possible that his workshop was titled what it was because maybe at one time did he think as a person who stutters that he really could never go to Harvard? I mean, is that kind of what it maybe was about?
He really, he never mentioned that.
Hmm.
So, I mean, like, who knows? But, he never mentioned that, though.
Hmm.
So I don't know, but that's kind of interesting, like, only because, like, maybe, like, you would think that, but he never mentioned that.
Yeah, maybe so, that was just his gimmick to get people to go to the workshop.
It got me there because I was like, what an awesome title.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved it.
Now, did you present at a workshop too?
I did not, no. However, I am hoping to next year.
Oh, do you have an idea?
I really want to.
Do you have an idea on a topic?
I have one, yes.
You don't have to tell me if you want to keep it a secret.
It's okay. I'd be happy to tell you. As you know, I was president of my school and a teacher, hopefully in September. I don't have a job yet. But I was thinking being a leader, kind of, like, and a person who stutters, and I have a friend in mine who would actually do the workshop with me too.
Oh, great.
So I don't know. I'm going to run it by Tammy, and hopefully it works out. I hope I can do it. I really want to. So.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, by the third time, I think that's when I felt comfortable enough to do a workshop as well. And I also co-facilitated it with somebody because it kind of felt safer to have,
yes.
to have somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So one more question. What
sure.
did you think of David Seidler's keynote?
Oh, I cannot put into words his presence there and his talk. I met him two times. In passing at the conference, and both times I told him, "Thank you for giving us a voice," and like he was just like. You're welcome. And, like, I don't think, like, he realizes, I hope he realizes it, though, what an impact his movie and his writing has had on everyone who stutters. And, like, I just love him. I think he's great. So... I loved it.
Yeah. I hope he realizes it as well. I was talking to somebody who was telling me that she was, you know, like you, really, really blown away by his speech and the fact that he was there. But
yeah.
She also said to me that she felt that he was blown away by us.
Yes.
And,
exactly.
Yeah,
I
thought that
totally
was really
agree.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was nice to see that he stayed longer than just
yeah,
to give a speech and
he
go.
He really did. That was awesome.
Yeah, because he was there for Saturday night and had dinner with people and, you know, made
yes.
it seem like he really wanted to be there, which I think impressed an awful lot of
people. He really
people.
Did, yeah.
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 Well, Nina, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I wanted to just hear from some folks that, you know, have been relatively new to the conference and see what they thought. So thanks a lot and hope to catch up with you again
no
soon.
No problem. I hope so.
All
Take
right.
care, Pam.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Nina. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey Sarah, how's it going? How are you tonight?
Doing pretty well.
Great. Are you still on your cloud nine from the NSA conference from last week?
I would say yes, I am.
I'm really interested in hearing your thoughts about what your experience was, because last year was your first NSA conference, right?
Yes.
So this year, as a second timer, and kind of knowing a little bit more of what to expect, what did you think overall of the conference?
I think I had more fun this time, partly because you are going back and you're seeing people that you saw at the first conference, and I think just that in itself for me was really cool, you know, because there are people all over the U.S. And also, I think I felt more comfortable going to the workshops because I had a better idea of, just like you said, of what to expect, and the types of workshops that they may have there.
So are you saying that you were like a little uncomfortable or nervous about attending workshops last year, your first time?
Yeah, and I think that was because I just didn't know what to expect, and you know, being in a room full of people, I guess I didn't know if I was going to be expected to like participate in the workshop, you know, if it was a more hands-on type thing or more of the presenter talking to the group.
Gotcha. So this year you felt more comfortable. I saw you at the open mic on like the first day on Thursday afternoon, and you got up and spoke at the open mic, and you told a little story, which I was very impressed with. How did that feel?
That felt great to stand up in front of a group of people and to just let myself stutter like I did, and you know, just to see that I can stutter a lot and people can still understand what I'm saying.
So yeah,
I think that's what I got the most out of that.
I could tell that you were really happy with it because you didn't know I was taking pictures. But you had such a huge smile on your face when you were finished and people were applauding and you walked back to your seat. That was like, I just felt like giving you a high five at that moment. So how do you think the first timers that were at that open mic, how do you think they felt? And what did you think of them doing that, you know, as a first timer and on the first day?
Yeah, yeah. And I think we probably had, I'm going to say, between 30 and 40 people in the room.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, if I was a first timer, I don't think you could get me up in front of that many people to talk.
Yeah, and it seemed to me like almost every first timer in the room did it too, which was like really wild and courageous and just so empowering. I had tears in my eyes toward the end just seeing everybody just take those chances the way that they did.
Oh yeah.
Now you mentioned that you felt a lot more comfortable attending workshops and stuff. I'm sure you attended quite a few. What was one of your favorite workshops?
What was my favorite workshop?
Mm-hmm. Or one of your favorites, because there was a lot.
I think it was on Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and it was basically talking about the two main therapy approaches that are used, the fluency shaping and the stuttering modification, and what I liked about the workshop is it was basically a big discussion of what we as people who stutter has helped us and what has not helped us. And I felt comfortable enough to raise my hand and contribute to the conversation. And so I think that's why for me, that was my favorite. And just hearing other people's perspective, I think, is also interesting.
Oh, yeah. Now, I didn't get to as many workshops as I wanted to because I actually co-facilitated three of them myself. But who led that? That does sound interesting. Who were the presenters?
I think they were from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure. I think the workshop was called Chasing the Fluency God.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. You know, I have my workshop book right in front of me, and I'm gonna see if I can find that one. Let me see. Chasing the Fluency Ghost: Importance of Attitude Change and Patience. Is that it?
Yes, that one.
Okay, wow. Now see, I wouldn't have thought, based on that title, that would have been about the two perspectives of fluency shaping versus stuttering modification. Cool. Now, here's another question that I'm interested in finding out. What was it like for you to greet or meet first timers?
That was a lot of fun. And I can recall two people specifically that as I was talking to them, it's so funny how much you see yourself in them. Like, you know, you see and you can feel how they feel at their first conference, and you're like, oh yeah, I felt that same exact way. And to be able to kind of, you know, go up to them and have a conversation with them and try and get them to go out and meet other people while they're at the conference is just a really cool experience that, you know, we get to have as people who have been to more than one conference. Now, I don't know if I help them feel more comfortable, but it was kind of cool being on the other side of the fence, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably did make them feel more comfortable because you were probably doing the two things that people at a stuttering conference need to do, and you do really well. You stutter and you smile a lot. So just right there, I'm sure you made people feel really comfortable and welcome, and that's just so important.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and what would you say, because I've heard a lot of people say that this was like the best conference yet. For me, it's kind of hard to label one as better than the other, but what would you say was like one of the most significant moments of this conference for you?
Oh, wow.
I know that's a hard question because there's probably a lot of them, but.
Well, the first thing that came to mind is the panel that I was on at the conference, and standing up in front of that many people and standing in front of a mic like that, and to not only hear myself stutter, but to hear it so loudly too, because of the mic. Because that's something that I don't do that often, and I sort of had to prep myself sort of to be able to let go and allow myself to stutter, and that was the reason why I went to the open mic, was to have a sort of a practice type session.
Oh, that's really smart. That's a really smart way to handle things and approach things. And that was my favorite workshop, Vivian's workshop on, you know, the whole avoidance reduction and reducing shame. And you guys just did just an awesome job. And last year you did, and then this year. I mean, I can't get enough of that because shame has always been my issue too. So I'm really excited that I'm going to Friends in 2 days. That's why I'm doing laundry and stuff tonight. But and I'm gonna get to hear Vivian's workshop again. I'm not sure if she's doing the same thing, but I just can't get enough of that approach. So yeah, like you've come a long way in a short amount of time. Do you think you've come a long way?
I guess I don't feel like it's been that long. But yeah, I do feel like I've made improvements, you know.
Yeah, well, the reason that I say that, I guess, is that I just remember, like, you were one of the first guests on the Women Who Stutter Our Stories podcast, and I just remember that, you know, if I can just be honest, you were, you know, kind of nervous, and, you know, like, you didn't initiate a lot of conversation, like, you kind of waited for me to ask the questions. And now you just seem so confident and so much more willing to take initiative. That's what I mean by, like, just incredible growth in just a little over a year's time. And you should really, really, really be proud of that, because a lot of people in their lifetime of stuttering don't reach that level of comfort. So you go, girl.
Well, thank you. And that's from being in the group therapy with Vivian, because she tells us all the time to do what you're afraid to do. So we have to do that in order to, you know, reduce our fear of meeting people, reduce our fear of stuttering, reduce our fear of worrying what other people might think about us. So it's come from that.
Yeah. Well, it shows. It shows, because you're just really confident in your demeanor and the way you carry yourself and your eye contact and the big smile, and that's just really exciting to see. So one last quick question. What was the most fun thing that you did at the conference, aside from attending workshops and keynote addresses and stuff?
I would have to say it's not one specific thing, but staying up at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning and talking to other people, you know, if it was in the hotel bar or just other places. I think that was a lot of fun, just to have time to sit down and to just chat. It didn't have to be 5 minutes in between workshops. You know, you had time to have a conversation at length with a person or a group of people.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Listen, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us, because it's exciting to hear what people think about these conferences, especially for those that are unable to attend. So thanks.
Sure.
Well, this was a great experience talking to three different women about what their experience was at their first or second NSA conference. And this was the first time that I've actually had the chance to string different audio clips together. So I hope it came out good. I hope everybody enjoyed this special episode. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.